Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 5th, 2013, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Group Conference Call. You know, we host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our Moore Success Team associates that are actually interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. And I just want to let everyone know that tomorrow night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I will be doing the business briefing. I'll be the special presenter there. And Mr. Ken Moore himself will also be featured on the program. So if you have any prospects near Tulsa, Oklahoma, get them to the briefing. And I guarantee you we'll personally help you build and expand your business. We're excited about that. All right, now to introduce tonight's special group trainer, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 4 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, now in his 29th year with Legal Shield, and that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
You better believe it, Randy, because I wouldn't miss introducing this next speaker. You know, timing is everything, Randy. Even the Bible said there's a time to plant, there's a time, you know, to gather in, and the time is now in this next personal event. Will help us to get to where we want to be. I have the highest respect, the highest regards for this person. As far as I'm concerned, in my book, she's a superstar every day of the year. She's dedicated. I know when hard times come, she just buckles down and gets with it so that the good times even seem sweeter. She's a $100,000 ring earner. She's a group trainer. She's had the 500 award for production achievements, 125 months consecutively at the Performance Club, and I could just go on and on, Landy. But most of all, she's a fine lady. She's a fine trainer, a good friend, and a highly valued member of the Moore Success Team, Ms. Buckner.
Oh, thank you so much. I tell you, I just really appreciate the Moore team and especially Mr. Randy and Kenneth Moore for all the support that they have given us, my husband Bill and I, over the years, because it's just been invaluable. Good times, bad times. It's a lot of fun in this business, and it's great to make money and have fabulous friends and family that people have become throughout the years. So,
thank you, Joan. We really appreciate you. We want the world to know we do, okay?
Yep. Can't talk too much tomorrow about that. I'll start crying. So let's get to approaching the decision maker.
There you go. Let's do it.
All right. So hopefully you have some paper and pen to write down some ideas and things that might come to you with different groups that we're going to talk about tonight. And first of all, I want to talk about, well, who is the decision maker? Because a lot of times new people think that they need to call on a business and ask for the person that takes care of the benefits. And I'm a big proponent from 30 years in sales and 25 out in the field in the insurance industry and 13 with Legal Shield. And there's actually one of those zeros is missing. I've actually done 5,000 memberships, so I thought I'd clarify that a little bit. About 5,400
members. I apologize. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You know, I'm from southeastern Oklahoma, and us rednecks can barely spell her name.
What's a zero here and there? It's okay. So, but the decision maker is, you always want to start with the top. So the president, the owner, whatever your level of business is, and hopefully we're going after small groups because that's where the decision makers can make the decision immediately or on the spot. They don't have HR departments or board of directors or anything like that that we find in bigger groups. So I always tell people that you're a lot better off with a lot of small groups, diversifying, spreading out your wealth, because if something happens where you do happen to lose one group, hopefully we never lose any of them, but if we do, it's not going to hurt us like a big group would. So always, you know, 50 and below are great size groups where we can find those decision makers and get to them real quick. So let's talk about, first of all, where do we find them? I'm not going to talk too much on this because there's some really great calls that have been recorded and archived under the group training. Both January 7th and July 1st are some group calls in your back office that are archived that you can listen to on finding prospects. But let me just kind of run through real quickly some ideas so that if you can, something comes to mind, you can write those down and we can and talk more on how this all fits. But first of all, you always want to start with your warm market, and that probably sounds familiar with your network marketing side, but your friends and family, you know, where do they work? Who do they know? Maybe they own a business. Acquaintances, same thing. Where do they work? Maybe they own a business. And who knows you, your circle of influence out in everyday life? Follow your money. Where do you spend your money? Your doctor's office, your vet, your dry cleaner, all those things that we go to and spend money on all the time. So just look in your checkbook. Look at your bank statements, that kind of thing, so that you can see where you can get those prospects. Then we have networking organizations. There's associations that we can belong to. I always encourage people to get involved in something that they're passionate about already. Don't get involved with something that you're going to just be there to sell, because that's not going to work. But, you know, get involved with your community. There's all kinds of things with Rotary Clubs, Lions Clubs, Civitans, Kiwanis, trade associations. That's what I'm really heavy on. On two board of directors with the New Mexico Insurance Association and the Big Eye and all kinds of different things that I'm involved with, because that's my background. That's what I know. And then there's professional organizations that you can join and pay money to be part of a networking organization, whether it's chambers, the B&I group, little local networking clubs and that kind of thing that you can get involved with. And a lot of times those are, they're category specific or exclusive, so that you can get involved with a group that they're all really going to try to network with each other, but the category is exclusive so that no one else from Legal Shield would be able to be a part of that club. And I was a part of that kind of a group for over 10 years. I got all kinds of business from it. Kind of finally retired last year when some other issues were happening in life. But I got a lot of groups from that. I got a lot of networking connections and friendships that last a lifetime with that kind of thing. And then there's events to honor local people. So watch your local papers and different things that are happening in your community that you can attend and get to network and know people that way. We have a couple of local magazines and one local business type newspaper that gets circulated, and they do all kinds of events to honor people and promote businesses that are entrepreneurial, or they had the best awards and that kinds of things, so that you could go to that. And then get involved with maybe with your political party. If you're passionate about what's happening in your local region or nationwide, that's a great way to meet people and do some good for your party that you belong to there. So just some ideas there. There's also cold calling. I mean, people a lot of times don't like the cold call, or they're not sure what to say, but to me that's some of the most fun times I've ever had in my career, because in my insurance, we would go door-to-door, store-to-store, floor-to-floor till there ain't no more. And we'd literally pick a street and just start on one end of the street and go from business to business. And I always tease people that it's kind of like Forrest Gump getting like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get behind the door. And you haven't really lived until you've been thrown out, so don't worry about it. But you go in and you just simply take an article or one of the tools that I'm going to talk about here next, and make sure your business card is attached to it, and when you walk in to meet the receptionist that's up front or someone that's in the front area, the idea is just to get the business card of the owner or the president, depending on what kind of size of group it is, and find out what you can while you're there. If they're really busy, I exchange information really quickly and get out so that I can follow up on a later date and try to get an appointment. But very rarely are you going to see the decision maker when you walk in the door, especially in a larger city like Albuquerque. I just don't expect to see the decision maker at all. I just try to get the card. But if you're in a smaller town or a rural community, a lot of times they'll be right there, or you know, they're more open to some chit-chat with someone walking in the door because they don't see as many salespeople as some of the bigger cities. But So that's an opportunity there. And when I walk in, I just simply give them whoever is up front the paper that I'm, or one of the tools that I'm getting. I get the business card and just ask when's a good time to follow up with that decision maker and find out what their opinion is of the article that I just gave them related to Legal Shield. So that's a great way to get the name of who owns that business. And then, of course, we have just cold calling on the phone, which I don't do much of that. I prefer face-to-face and walk-ins and that kind of thing. But if you do want to make phone calls, there's some great scripts, not only in your training manual for group, but on the group site under your back office that you can use. And just kind of one that I developed at the last B2B training is just a real simple, hello, Mr. Big, and I always know the name of whoever I'm talking to, but hello, Mr. Big, my name is Joan Buck, and I represent Legal Shield in the area. I got your information from whatever, because a referral is the best scenario, obviously. So if it's someone that I'm working with, it's, you know, Richard Jackson gave me your information. And those two sentences right there I try to get out really quickly because they're thinking, oh, not another salesperson, because they get hammered on by the office equipment people, the office supplies, the insurance, all those different things that are calling these people all the time, and their time is valuable. So I let them know that I'm going to be brief. The reason I'm calling is that we've been working closely with whoever, big names in the marketplace or their vertical market or whoever, whatever accounts that I'm working on that maybe I got the referral from. By helping them reduce costs and increase employee productivity without any direct cost to the company, and I'd like to schedule 15 to 20 minutes with you in the next couple of weeks. Do you have some time next week on Wednesday, or is the following week on Thursday better? And the reason I do a week or two out, because their focus this week is already taken by something else, whatever else they got going on in their business. So my focus is trying to get an appointment at least next week or a couple of weeks out. So I try to get that scheduled. I'm going to be in the area. I just want to drop by 15, 20 minutes and show you how we can help your company. And then try to get the appointment. That's all I'm looking for is the appointment. I don't sell our product and service on the phone. So once I have that appointment, then I'm going to go in with my little decision maker packet, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So the next, let's talk about tools. So you probably want to write down these brochures that I'm going to give you, these tools that we've got available in our arsenal. They're all so professional now. I just love everything. So the first thing is the corporate profile, and that item number is 51024. That's a great drop-off piece that you could use as an introduction to our company. Especially on that geographic calling that I was telling you about. There's also, you could use for the geographic calling, the just the latest article, maybe related to identity theft or how someone could use some legal services or things along that line. But I like that corporate profile, especially on the first one. Then we have the legal needs of the American families, which is the best tool in our arsenal, and I'll share that with you on the decision maker meeting, but that brochure number is 53901. So 53901, okay? And then we have peace of mind for your employees and for you, and that brochure is 53869. So 53869. So those three there are some great pieces that we can use as drop-off pieces or as drip tools, because not everyone's going to say yes on the first time or be able to get us in the door right away. So we need to be able to follow up with the decision maker on different pieces of information that we can drip on them. And then the best thing that they just came out with that I like to use for the decision maker meeting is the brochure 53902. And I love this. It's a total book, all in one nice portfolio that talks about the history, worry less, live more, the bottom line of what we're promoting with our services and how we can help the employer and then the Identity Theft Plan and who we are and who we partner with Kroll. So excellent brochure there that I use on the decision maker meeting. So those tools are there on your back office. Then you've got under the group tab, you've got the HR presentation. So if for some reason you're not able to get in the door, but you have their email, which is another great reason to do some geographic calling, because a lot of times their emails are on their business cards, but you could send that. I wouldn't do that an initial, like, spam or anything, but I would definitely drop something off first, and then if you're not able to follow up with them, just say, you know, send that little HR presentation. You'll have to do the link because you can't download the file and send it. It's too big, but do the link. And then let them know that, hey, you're, you know, been trying to get a hold of them. You think this is a really important way that they could save money in their business, and that you'd appreciate them to review the 7-minute video and follow up with them at that point. So you can send that link over. And then we've got the Alan Fernley article in the California Broker magazine that's in our back office, so that you could print that out. I always do color when I'm doing printing of materials because it's going to capture the eye a whole lot better than something that's black and white. And then we've got our product overview videos, those little short cartoon-type videos that are in our back office about our services that you could send as another follow-up type drip piece. Again, current articles, especially that latest identity theft ring that was busted in, I think it was Bulgaria. I just printed it out myself. That's a July 1st. You can just Google it. Out of Newark, New Jersey, but it was one of the biggest identity theft indictments out there, and how many credit cards they stole and different things that have happened there. So I just heard about it today, and I'm going to use that piece out in the fields because identity theft is, everyone's so aware of it, and so you could use that. Then also your business cards. When you order your business cards the next time around, or if you haven't, because remember our LegalShieldAssociate.com email has changed, so we want to make sure that we get some updated cards. So next time you order your cards, make sure you put a professional picture on there, because the more we can keep our name and face in front of these decision makers, the more sometimes something happens, they're going to think of you, and they're going to have that card, or next time you walk in the door with some information that you would be able to be recognized a lot quicker. In fact, that just happened to one of my girlfriends out of California. She'd been working on a group for over a year, and they had a breach with identity theft in their own firm, and they called and fringed the whole thing. So that's a good thing. Just keep your name and face in front of them all. So when we finally, when we get our decision maker meeting, we've talked to them several times maybe, or maybe the first time, and we've got that appointment, we want to be prepared walking in, of course. So we want to dress professionally. We want to be on time. And I was always taught that if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late. So make sure you know where you're going if you haven't been there before, and make sure that you're early, even if you have to sit in the parking lot a couple of minutes or something. But bring your portfolio of what you're going to show the decision maker, and then make sure you also have your calendar with you, because we're expecting an employee enrollment meeting, so we've got to be able to schedule that on the spot as well. Now, when I go in to a decision maker, I know a lot of people that take a lot of stuff with them because they think the more they throw at the decision maker, the more it's going to prove how much they need us. I'm the opposite. I'm very simple, because everything that I show the decision maker, I want to explain to him or her so that they don't think that they have to take it and go read it before they make a decision, because I'm gonna read it right there to them. And the two pieces that I use is definitely always, is the legal needs for American families. And that's that brochure 53901. That's the best piece we have, because it's a third-party study that shows what we're trying to tell them already, that 93% of people believe lawyers charge too much for their services. Well, duh, I think the other 7% were attorneys. And I always kind of make a little joke about that, because It's true. Everybody thinks that it's too expensive. And then 76% of those people were hesitant to call an attorney, probably because of cost. And then I go through all the little bullet points, the blue ones that are highlighted on there, and ending with more than 60% reported that they would be interested in purchasing legal protection. That does two things. It lets them know that there's a high need out there, and second of all, they don't have to go poll their employees or ask them if they want to buy it. This third-party study has already said that they're going to want it if there's something affordable out there, and obviously we are. And then I show them, for their peace of mind and your bottom line, that new brochure I was telling you about, the 53902. And I don't read this verbatim, obviously, because that would, you know, take too long. I'm there for 10 or 15 minutes. But I'm just telling them that the benefits for them and their employees, a little bit, you know, we've been around over 40 years. We have 1.5 million members on the books. And our tagline is worry less, live more. That's what we do. And the bottom line to them. So I'm always, when I'm talking to the decision maker, always think about what they're concerned with. They're concerned about their business, how they're going to stay afloat, how they're going to meet payroll, and how they're going to meet deadlines to their customers. So that if I can show them that having their employees on the job physically and mentally so that they don't have to get temporaries or substitutes because they're physically gone for some issue that something with our services could help with, whether it's, you know, Johnny got in trouble at school again, or they got a traffic ticket they got to go appear in court for, or they got debt collectors calling them all times of day and night. They're not going to be distracted at work, which actually can help their workman's comp claims, especially if they're in a labor situation. You know, with you know, there's a lot of blue collar workers in their organization. So, definitely something that we can help with by keeping them on the job physically and mentally. So, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm always thinking that I'm a business owner, so I have my hat on as well, talking business owner to business owner. So, something else that you want to do before you talk to a decision maker is definitely get familiar with everything you can find about their business. Don't walk in and not know what they do because their name may not describe what they do. And so go online. Google what they are. Look at their website. Do the Reference USA. If you're not familiar with their building, you might want to drive by and kind of see what kind of area they're in. Are they in an industrial area, a retail area, you know, that kind of thing. And then that way you're prepared when you walk in, and they appreciate that for sure. So hopefully that's some ideas of how you can get to the decision maker and talk with them and have a great conversation, ask a lot of questions when you're meeting with them of what's affecting their business, and then you can do your presentation to them that more or less fits those gaps that we have. If you haven't been to group school in a while, I'll let you know that there's some new materials coming out this Saturday. All of the group VPs are flying into Dallas to get all the new Patrick Hodges material. We're all excited about that. So watch for some group schools in your area and attend again and get refreshed. So I'll give that back to you, Mr. Moore, and thank you so much.
No, Joan, thank you. I tell you what, I could listen to you, I think, all night long. You're such a professional in your own right. I hope that people listen very carefully to what you said. You had so much information such a short time. Randy, I hope that this is recorded. And Joan, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. You could never have done a better job than you did. Excellent job. And I commend you on it. And I appreciate you very much.
Thank
Randy?
You.
Joan, I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. I think you know that. But you did an excellent job. That's the reason you're so successful in this business, because then that's one reason you're a trainer, because you can relate to other people. And we appreciate you sharing all your information tonight with our team. And I'm sure if one of our associates had a special question or something, would it be all right for them to give you a call, or what's your email maybe? Where you can...
Absolutely. It's Buckner at LegalShieldAssociate.com, and that's B-U-C-K-N-E-R.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you had a special question or something, I'm sure Ms. Buckner would be more than happy to, with all of her expertise, to assist you. So I think that's what makes us stronger, where we can. We have so many group trainers you know, or former group trainers or whatever, or just people out there just working the business, that they just don't mind sharing that information with our team. And that together, that's the reason we are the More Success Team. I said together everyone achieves more success. That's what team stands for. And with people like Ms. Joan Buckner, we have a very, very strong team. So, again, Ms. Buckner, I want to thank you for being on the call tonight.
Thank you so much.
I just want to let everyone know, Mr. Moore, that the next call in about 30 minutes, we do have one of the top provider attorneys in Legal Shield will be our special guest speaker, and we'll be going over the new 60-60 program that was announced this week, and we're excited about that. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to you, sir.
Joan, is just one thing I'd like to say. With all the new material you're coming out and everything, don't you think our best days in groups are ahead of us?
Oh, I know it. Absolutely.
I don't see why anyone couldn't be very excited. I think production's going to go up, and we have really come into our own. And, Joan, regardless of what MidOcean's done, it's people like you that's helped the company together. It's people like you that's going to make it go forward. So thank you very much, Joan.
Thank you.
Well, Randy, I tell you what, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful call, and I hope everybody will do, like you said, be on the next call, for Mr. Lynn Ross will be on, and that guy's got credentials like, when I got the bio, I didn't realize he had as many. I've known him for many, many years. No, he's a top-notch attorney, been a trial attorney, tax attorney, and everything. But that guy has really got the credentials, and he's a top-notch person going to be putting out some top-notch information. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I would say good night, but it's not good night because we're getting ready for the next call. But God bless you. Just keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and we'll talk to you at 9 o'clock. Thank you.